Hello guys, and welcome to the Youngster TV podcast, or, as it is properly called, the Movie Review Podcast with Youngster TV. For all of you listening on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any other podcast listening service, because yes, this podcast is now available everywhere, this is going to be the first episode broadcast on my YouTube channel, Youngster TV. Ignore the fact, though, that this is actually, like, the fourth episode everywhere else that you can listen to this. But, you know, that doesn't matter. Just shh. But anyway, let's just get into my review of First Man. Okay. So, first I'm going to start off with the good. And the first thing that I want to say is that I think the special effects in this film are amazing. They're that good that I recommend you watch this in IMAX, because you will not have as good an experience if you watch it in 2D, like on a normal screen. Watch it in IMAX. You will see every single detail, and this film is beautiful. CGI, it's stunning. It's amazing. Another thing is that this film is really well edited. There's not a scene too long or a scene too short. It's the perfect length. Yeah, it's very tightly written as well. Like, you get everything you need to know. Very educational as well. But another thing that I want to say, and this is the second best aside from how visually stunning the film is, Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy are amazing in this film. Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong is in my, like, top 20 film characters or film roles played by a certain actor. He is very, very good as Neil Armstrong. And Claire Foy is also amazing. But anyway, I want to get into the mixed right now, because there's only one thing that I would say is bad about the film. But that was literally just because of my experience. It wasn't anyone else's experience. It might be, but for me, this was what I saw. But anyway, first, the mixed. Okay, so the first thing in my mixed section is the shaky cam in, like, space, in the space scenes. Like I say, it is very visually stunning, but there's bits that I love about the shaky cam scenes in space, because, like, it's very realistic. It's like you're there, because there are very, very, very many scenes in this film where you feel like you're in space with Neil Armstrong, and that is excellent because of the shaky cam. But it's kind of bad at the same time, because, and I'm not going to mention it here because it is my bad reason, but anyway, the second mixed subject thing, I don't know what to call it, it's not an object, and that is, it's more about Neil Armstrong than the actual preparing for the moon landing and the actual moon landing. Now, it's not a bad thing, but it's not a good thing either, because I was expecting to go into this film watching it in IMAX, like I said, because that is the best experience. I think it would be pretty bad just watching it on a standard 2D screen. I was expecting to see, like, lots of really nice special effects, which we got, but it was less about those really nice special effects and going into space and seeing the moon and seeing, like, building rockets and stuff like that. It was more about how Neil Armstrong was feeling at this time and what he was going through. And there are certain parts of the film where that really works, and Ryan Gosling comes through as an expert actor in this film. But yeah, I would have liked to see more of that rather than, like, Neil Armstrong's state of mind and how he was actually feeling. But like I say, it's not necessarily a bad thing, because Ryan Gosling, amazing as Neil Armstrong. But anyway, now it's time to get into my one bad thing. That is the fact that one of the shaky cam scenes in space actually made me feel dizzy. Now, like, I say it's a bad thing because I was trying to pick out some nitpicky moments. Like I say, I only have this, and then there's one that I think would lean towards the bad that I'll talk about in a minute. I felt dizzy after one of the shaky cam scenes in the film. And to be honest, that kind of is a good thing, because it makes you feel like you were Neil Armstrong, you know, being dizzy in that situation. But it is more of a bad thing, because you don't want to be dizzy while you're trying to watch an excellent film, which this film is. But yeah. Okay, so my final bad thing is, like, when there are explosions, like, there's those zoom-in shots. Right, I don't know how to explain this. I don't know what the shots are called. Where, like, they zoom in to a certain point and then zoom out again really fast. Like, a lot of the time that's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, if you watch that, which is also brilliant. And there's a scene where Drax is running in Guardians of the Galaxy as well, towards Ronan. And, yeah, I don't like them. Because it takes you out of the experience of the film and makes you feel like someone is just filming this film rather than you being immersed into the movie. So yeah, those were my good things, bad things, and my mixed things about the film. But my verdict is an 8.5 out of 10. It's still one of my favourite films of the year, you know. I really enjoyed it because I really like science. I feel like if you're not a big fan of science or space, this film, I think you'd still enjoy it, but I don't think you'd love it like I did personally. However, it's still a film for all ages, really. There are, I'd say, like, really young people shouldn't watch this, like, because of, like, the motion scenes where it's motionally hard to watch. But anyway, that doesn't matter. It's 8.5 out of 10 for me. Highly, highly recommend you go and watch it. Thanks for watching, guys. I will all see you in the next one. See you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.